All right, the NHL draft is just over 2 months away. Final draft rankings coming out yesterday from Central Scouting, and we go to the guy who helped crunch those numbers and basically took bribes and took all those favorites and put them to the, right to the top. Dan Marr from Central Scouting joins. I'm just kidding, Dan. How are you, sir?
I'm very good. Good morning, guys.
This is an interesting one for me because when you look at the international skaters and then you look at the North American skaters, it is insanely top-heavy for defensemen with international skaters, and with North American skaters, it's all about the forwards, Dan.
Yeah, these things go in cycles. The important thing is, though, at the top end of both lists, there's some real quality players, and a couple of them have a chance to be some real superstars.
Dan, got to ask you about the kid that plays out here in Langley. Bowen Byram, he went. He was in midterm. He was fourth for North American skaters. He's now second. Talk a little bit about his and his development this year. And boy, is he moving up those rankings.
In the scouting parlance, there's a term that the scouts like to use and the general managers, and this kid gets it. And everything about Byram tells that story. He stepped into the league with that team. He helped take that team to the level that it's at now. And he's a pretty complete package in that he can make plays in all zones. He can make plays under pressure, in traffic. And he's able to create plays from the blue line to the goal line, which is not something that a lot of defensemen really can hone their craft at. And he steps up to whatever the situation calls for. If you need somebody to get in someone's face, he's there. If you need a goal in overtime, he's there. If you need to defend against the lead, he's there. So he's shown us that he's someone you can build a team around. And he's someone that's he's the best at his position in this draft class. And from our perspective, our crossover isn't as strong as some of the teams, but he is the best defenseman in this draft class.
And Dan, when you say he gets it, I mean, obviously you're talking hockey situations, but we've had Bowen on the show several times, and we always leave so impressed with, you know, how he handles all the interviews and all that. And he says, you know, it's all season long, there have been scouts waiting to talk to him. We make a whole lot about the combine and the opportunity for all the guys to be interviewed before the draft. But right now, do those top teams who might have Bowen in their sights have a really good idea what this kid's like off the ice as well?
Yes, and a lot of times, you know, this goes with just experience. What you see on the ice, it kind of gives you an impression of who you should meet off the ice. And I think that Byram's going to check off all those boxes. There's not going to be any surprises. And that's what the interview process is about, just to make sure that there are no surprises. And they do give the teams an opportunity just to get them to know the player a little bit more than informal environment there. And as you know, character is high on a lot of teams' list. And if you talk to a coach, they want high character and zero maintenance type players. And I'm pretty sure Byron's going to deliver on that.
Dan Marr from NHL Central Scouting joining us this morning on Sportsnet 650. Is there a comparable for Bowen?
Not that it comes to being a complete package. Like I say, he's your guy to put on the ice in any situation, and this is why he's moved up on our ranking, and this is why we feel he's the best at his position in this draft class.
Hey, Dan, the Canucks are going to pick 10th overall. They're going to get a real good player in that area?
Definitely. There's like in the top 15, there's some really solid players, but I guarantee you with the Canucks picking at 10, they have a good chance to get somebody that they have, that's like 5 or 6 on their list.
Wow.
Is this more of a draft that's strength for, I mean, like we've kind of talked about the parallels for the East, or for the Europe and for both North America. A lot of forwards up for grabs from a North American standpoint, internationally, a lot of defensemen. Does it trend one way or the other for when you're looking around that 10th spot in your mind, Dan?
At that point in the draft, like, teams are still focused on the best player available. And, I don't think that the position is going to sway it as much. But when you get there and you've got the two players and they kind of have equal value, then position will come into play. But for the most part, you know, they're going to focus on their list, and that's the most important thing that you take into the draft. And they'll stick to their list at that point. But like I'm saying, there's probably going to be a surprise there for them, a player. You hear it often, but it's actually true that they didn't expect he would be there at their pick.
Dan, what's made the U.S. development program so good? You guys got like 5 in the top 10. It just seems like they're churning them out every year.
This is an exceptional year for the program. It's just an amazing group of young and talented players there. I actually think they're going to set a record for the most players selected in the first round, the top 3 rounds, and overall in the draft. There's a good chance that, you know, there's going to be 15, 16, 17 of those players selected in this draft class. But the program, it has a format to it, and, you know, Hockey Canada has their program of excellence. You know, they follow along and they stick to their program, stick to the roots, and this year they're going to reap the benefits from it because it's just an exceptional draft year.
Hey, Dan, a lot of Junior A kids going to go this year. Which is great for the BC Hockey League, Alberta, Saskatchewan. Newhook in Victoria, tell us about him. What do you like about him?
Alex is one of those players that's a little out of sight, out of mind, and you know, under the radar when it comes to the global hockey world. But we've been watching him for 2 years, just as all the 31 clubs have. And whether it's the World Junior A Challenge, the way he plays in the league, he's always stepped up. And one of the things to keep in mind with him is like this year, it's his second year in the league, but for the most part, he played with rookies all along the year. He went to the Canada camp, got injured, played through that injury on the World Junior A at the World Junior A Challenge. And you know, the scouts were aware of what he was going through. Then he comes back in the BCHL, and he continues his strong play and shows his leadership skills there. But he's not a big guy, but he's solid. He's 195, and so playing in traffic, playing against size, he's not intimidated by it, and it doesn't stop him from going out there and playing his game, which makes him an offensive threat basically every time he steps on the ice.
Hey, Dan, you can't predict when a kid's going to play in the NHL, but the Canucks have done really well here lately. Brock Besser, Elias Pettersson, Quinn Hughes.
Jake Virtanen.
Dan, did you see Hughes and Pettersson doing, you know, stepping in? And were you surprised at all with these guys?
No, because there's the combination of the hockey sense and the talent. And their smarts, you know, when you package those all together there, the physical maturity doesn't necessarily limit them. But, you know, they do have to play heads-up smart hockey in order to stay healthy and stay in the lineup. But just their abilities and the tools of the trade that they bring game in and game out, and they're motivated. So, you know, it's a recipe for success, and you just wish them well, as they continue to get stronger, because it really, that's all that's missing from their game now is that physical maturity.
Dan, we got about 20 seconds here, but if you've got the first overall pick, who are you taking?
I'm going to leave that to the New Jersey Devils.
Oh, Dan.
Well played. Dan, thanks for this.
All righty.
Sportsnet 650.